And we were not punished according to the way we deserve. Let us thank him.
Thank you.
Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We come before you, Lord God, our Father, as individuals, on behalf of our families and also as GKCC. Father, we thank you for your mercy towards us. Great is your mercy towards us. Your mercy endureth to all generations. Father, we stand here this morning, not because we are perfect, not because we behaved ourselves in this year 2023, but because of your mercy towards us. You have not dealt with us according to our sins. You have not punished us according to our iniquities. So we stand here this morning to say, Father, we thank you, Lord God, our Father, for your mercy towards us. That even as we kept failing, even as we kept violating your laws and your word, even as we kept disobeying your instructions, even as we neglected the voice of the Holy Spirit, Father, we thank you that your mercy covered us. Your mercy, Lord, it has covered us in the year 2023. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your mercy has covered us. It has covered our sins. It has covered our iniquity. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins through his blood. Baka talabaya talabade zetelebo takala rabayada zatala rabayada labasa radalabaya talarabayade redelebo sotoria baka talaba ratala Rabayada labasa talabayada zatala rabayande lebo sotoria rakatayala rabayado setele rebosia rakatala rabaria bagadeza rabagadeza talarabayado sotoroboda rabasia laramaya. Father, we thank you for your forgiveness. You promised us in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord God, our Father, for every time we have come before you in repentance, where we have confessed our sins before you. The Bible says you are faithful and just to forgive us. Father, we thank you that you have forgiven us. We stand here as forgiven people throughout the year 2023. You have shown us your mercy. You have forgiven us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have forgiven our families for missing you, Lord God, our Father. You have forgiven all our family members for behaving untoward in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You have forgiven our families for breaking your word and for breaking your laws in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that your mercy, it has kept us, Lord God, our Father. It is not because we deserve to be treated right. It is not because we deserve to be blessed with your presence. It is because your mercy is covering us. Your mercy is covering us. Your mercy is speaking over us every single day of our lives. Great is your mercy towards us. Your mercies, your tender mercies are new every morning. They are new every morning. Mandabo siyalarabasha taya. Sataka talarabosiado. Sete brioto kolabaka talabahanda. Satalabahanda labase. Reteria baka talaraboria. Setelereboria baka talarabasa. We thank you, Lord God, our Father, that you have forgiven us, even as a house where we may have missed you. Everywhere, Heavenly Father, where we may have missed your word, where we may have disobeyed your word, where we may have walked, Heavenly Father, not according to what you have commanded us. Father, thank you that your mercy, it is keeping us and it has kept us throughout the year to this point, and it shall continue even in the next year. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your mercy upon us, that you have not dealt with us according to our sins. You have not punished us according to our iniquities. And for that we say thank you, Lord God, our Father. We give you the praise for being a merciful God, slow to anger. We give you praise, Lord God, our Father. You are slow to anger. You show mercy to 100 to 1,000 generations. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise, Lord God, our Father. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us go to verse 4. Verse 4 says, blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with this scripture, we are going to thank the Lord for choosing us in this year to live in His presence and for planting us in this house so that we may receive all the blessings that He gives to everyone who dwells in His presence. Hallelujah.
Psalm 68 verse 6 says,
God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. So this scripture indicates to us that it is God who plants us within families. That it is God who delivers us from bondage to prosperity. We are going to thank Him for that. And now we are going to pray into 2024. Reading Psalm 27, verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. We are going to prophesy into the next year. That Psalm 27, verse 4 is our testimony in our witness for the year 2024. It says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this scripture, we are prophesying it into 2024. That we are going to continue to live in the presence of the Lord even in the next year. And you are not going out. Hallelujah. Let us thank Him. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. Lord, right now we thank you for this year 2023 that you have chosen us to live and abide in your presence, that you have blessed us with your presence through this year 2023. We never experienced any spiritual drought through this year 2023 because of your presence in our lives. So Father, we come before you right now with thanksgiving for the year 2023 that you have chosen us, that we should live in your presence in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we should be blessed in your presence in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that in your presence where there is fullness of joy and where there are pleasures at your right hand, Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus to say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for the fullness of joy that we have received in your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the fullness of joy that we have received in your presence. Thank you that at your right hand, we have received pleasures and life forevermore. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, our Father, in this year, even as we kept departing, even as we kept Heavenly Father moving, you kept on pursuing us. You kept on pursuing us. And you kept on drawing us. You drew us, Lord God, our Father, from where we were. And you brought us into your house. You planted us in your house where we are able to enjoy your goodness in your house. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is you, Lord God, who sets the solitary in families. It is you, Lord God, who plants individuals within spiritual families. So, Father, we thank you that you have planted us and made us a part of this spiritual family. You have planted us and made us a part of this spiritual heritage. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you and we honor you and we bless you that in this house we have received your blessing. In this house we have received your covering. and there's a house, we have received your protection, and there's a house, we have received your wisdom, and there's a house, we were imparted with your grace, and there's a house, we received your power, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. O talarabahanda, O talarabahanda, zatalarabariade, zetekele rabakatalama, zatalarabariabakatola, rekatalabote, rede rebosi otorabakatalama, radalarabayande rebosi otoriabaya. And now, Lord, we speak into 2024. That the one thing that we desire of the Lord is that you may dwell in his house. Father, we proclaim it as a prophecy. We proclaim it as our reality. That the one thing that we desire, one thing that we long for from you, Lord God, our Father, is that you may dwell in your house. Mandarabosita kalabahanda. All the days of our lives, we will dwell in your house. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, even throughout the next year. Father, we will dwell in your house. We will behold your beauty. We will inquire from your temple. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will behold the beauty of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we will behold your beauty. And we will be transformed into the same image. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, as we behold your beauty. Father, we shall be transformed into the same image. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall inquire from your temple. We shall inquire from your temple. We shall receive guidance. We shall receive counsel. We shall receive wisdom. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall receive direction. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, throughout the year 2024, even as we dwell in your house, even as we enjoy your presence, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you, we honor you, and we bless you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hola Masia. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us go to verse 5 until verse 8.
Are you go 5 until 8?
Verse 5 until 8. It reads, you answer us with your awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior.
Ore araba ka tshiamo ka dilo tse di boitsegang wena modimo wa pholoso ya rona.
The hope of all the ends of the earth.
O ikangwang ke dikhutlo tsotlhe tsa lefatshe.
And the farthest seas.
Le dintsi tse di kgakala.
Who formed the mountains by your power?
O thatafatsa dithaba ka thata ya gago.
Having armed yourself with strength.
O itlamile ka nonofo.
Verse 7 says, who stilled the roaring of the seas?
O didimatsa kgwaso ya mawatle.
And the roaring of their waves.
Le kgwaso ya makhubu a ona.
And the turmoil of the nations.
Le khuduo ya merafe.
Verse 8 says, the whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with this scripture, we are going to prophesy into
2024
that the Lord will arise and he will demonstrate his power in the body of Christ in our nation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to declare that in 2024, through the body of Christ, the Lord is going to do signs, wonders, and miracles. That we are going to walk in such a power that is going to bring the nations to be at awe at the body of Christ. Now we're going to mention three things. That power will sponsor number one. That power will sponsor number one. It is the advancement of his kingdom.
Etlo nna go tswela pele ga puso ya Modimo.
And number two,
sa bobedi,
this power will give us the upper hand.
Matla ana a tla re neela gore re nne ba ba kwa godimo.
Against all the opposing forces.
Kgatlhano le mewa yotlhe e yone remeng e leng bosula.
That may try to hinder or resist the propagation of the gospel.
E ka batlang gore yone kgoreletse tswelo pele ya evangeli.
And number three,
sa boraro,
we are going to pray that this power
will
open many doors for the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us also read Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 as a prophecy. Revelation chapter 3 verse
8.
We are going to take it and prophesy into the next year. It says, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us pray for that power of God in the body of Christ. That this power will advance the kingdom. Will give us the upper hand against opposing forces, and they will also open doors for ministry. Let us pray.
Amen.
Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. Lord God, our Father, we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for believers. We pray for all the saints in our nation. Father, we pray that may we be baptized afresh with your spirit and with your power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as we go and we cross over into the new year, Father, we cross over not as the same Christians as before, but we enter, Lord God, our Father, with a new hunger, with a different hunger for your presence, with a different hunger for your power, with a different hunger to see you arising, to see you demonstrating your power in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray that stir within us a hunger and a thirst for your power, Lord God, our Father, in our lives, in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mandarabo sita kalabahada, satalabati alabosa, takadaboso toli arabasa, setelereboso tori abaka talama, sandalabayanda laboso tori abaka, rotoko tolarabasi tale, reteleribasa talabe, seteleriabaka tayalaramanda, sandalaraboso tori abaka taya. Arise, O Lord God, our Father, in the body of Christ in our nation, and demonstrate your power. Arise, O Lord God, our Father, and demonstrate your strength in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Arise in the body, and arise through the body, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mandaraboso toria bakata labahada, zatalabahada, zatalaraboria makata lame, zeteleboria bakata larabasa, zatakata larabayate, zeteleboso toko talarabasa, ratalarabayata katalaraboria, rendereboso toria bayade, zeteleboria bakata lama, zatalarabayata larabosa, reteria bakata lara, zatalara. Rabayada la rabosa, rete reboso tori abada, rada rabayada rabosiade. Oh Lord, we pray. As scripture says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of many sicknesses. Father, we pray the same anointing. Anoint us, O Lord God, our Father, with the Holy Ghost and with power. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, anoint us with the Holy Ghost and with power. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bola rabasita rabayanda, satala rabosiate, setele reboriabaka talabahada, satala rabariabade, setele reboriabaka talama. For unless they see the signs, they shall not believe. Except they see miracles, they shall not be drawn. So Father, we pray, ramaka satala rabayanda, satala reboriabaka talama. Restore the dimensions of miracles, of signs and wonders in the church. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, genuine miracles, genuine signs, genuine wonders in the body of Christ, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bola raba sata raba handa sata la raba handa la rabosi yade sete keteleri abosa. Father, we pray that this power may you sponsor, Lord God, our Father, the advancement of your kingdom, that through your power the kingdom of God will be advanced in our nation, in the mighty name of Jesus. Through your power, your kingdom will be advanced in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Matala rabasiade. If you see me healing the sick, if you see me casting out devils, you must know that the kingdom of God has come in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we cannot bring about a kingdom without power. We cannot bring a kingdom without power. Shakata labahada. We cannot bring a gospel without power. We pray, Lord God, our Father, as you went with the apostles, confirming the word preached with miracles, with signs, and with wonders. Father, we pray that may our words not be just vain words. May our words carry your authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Borabaka sita, rabakata labahada, satalabakata lama, satalabayate, setele rebosa, radarabakata, ratakata laba, ratalarabariabe, setele rebosia, rabakata laba, satalariabade, setereboriabakatala, rabakatala. For this kingdom is not in words, it is in power. This kingdom is not in words, it is in power. So Father, we pray, even as we propagate the gospel, even as we preach the gospel, Father, may we be sponsored, may we be backed by your power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for the advancement of your kingdom. And now, Lord, we pray that even as oppositions arise, even as opposing forces arise, even as opposing circumstances arise, Father, may you lift up a standard in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up a standard in the mighty name of Jesus, in the body of Christ and in the church. We pray, Lord God, our Father, give us the upper hand against our enemies. Give us the upper hand against our opposers. Give us the upper hand against all resistance, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, La Masia. Oh, Father, give us the upper hand. Father, grant us the upper hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant us the upper hand against opposition, against resistance, that your word, O God, our Father, your gospel will be preached in all the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, your gospel will reach all the unreached in the earth. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, we also pray, Makatalabaria Masa, that open doors for the preaching of the gospel. May doors be opened in 2024 for the preaching of the gospel. Because of your power, Father, we pray, may doors be opened. Doors of ministry, opportunities of ministry, may they be opened where they were not opened before. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have opened a door unto us that no man can shut. May this be our testimony in 2024, that we are entering into open doors that no one can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, open doors that no man can shut. Open doors that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, open doors for the kingdom that no man can shut. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you, and Father, we bless you for the propagation of the message of the kingdom, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us go to verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 and verse 10.
Verse 9 and verse 10, yes, Psalm 65.
It says, you care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain.
Onosa ditimo tsa lona ka uthuba makwete a lona olokolobisa ka medupi o tshegofatsa go tloga ga dijwalo tsa lona.
For so you have ordained, you drench its furrows and level its ridges, you soften it with showers and bless its crops. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with these scriptures,
ka makwalo a,
we are going to pray for fruitfulness in 2024.
Re tlo rapela gore go nne le kungo.
These verses of scripture,
makwalo di temana tsena,
they show us that God creates the atmosphere that allows for fruitfulness. But I don't see where it says God sows the seed. God only prepares the ground. He prepares the environment. And we as his children, we must sow the seeds. And he's going to bless our crops. Hallelujah.
So,
in
2024,
we are going to proclaim that we are going to be fruitful. We are going to take advantage of the environment that God has created for us. We will sow and we will reap a bountiful harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us also read Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. Genesis chapter 17, verse 6.
Genesis 17, verse 6.
Let us prophesy it into the next year. It says, I will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you. And kings shall come from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us declare that in the year 2024, we will be fruitful in our spirituality.
We
will be fruitful in our personal lives. We will be fruitful in our careers. We will be fruitful in our businesses. In our relationships. And every aspect of our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us prophesy. Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we come before your throne of grace once more. We thank you, Lord God, our Father, that you have created an environment. You create an environment for fruitfulness. Father, we come before your throne of grace. We pray as a house that going into the next year, going into 2024, all of us shall be fruitful in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray, make us fruitful as individuals, as families, and as GKCC. We pray, Lord God, our Father, that in the year 2024, none of us shall be fruitless. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, none of us, Lord God, our Father, shall be unproductive. In the mighty name of Jesus, all of us shall be productive. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you have chosen us that we may bear fruit. Mataka labasiade, seteleboria bakata labahanda, and fruit that remains. Father, we pray in the year 2024, even as we approach it, Father, we proclaim Genesis chapter 17, verse 6, that we are exceedingly fruitful in the year 2024. Our personal lives are exceedingly fruitful in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our spiritual lives are exceedingly fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. Manda rabosi ataka labahanda. Sanda labasi ateke teleria basa. Satala rabori abaka talarabahande. Senderebozo tori abaka talabahanda. Rataka laria bosa. We shall grow spiritually. We shall move from one level to another level. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall increase our spiritual capacity. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall increase in our capacity to handle your weight, to handle your glory, to handle your work. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord God, our Father, we pray. Enlarge us, oh Lord God, our Father. Increase us, oh Lord God, our Father. In the next year, In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, increase and enlarge us, not only in our personal lives and in our spiritual lives, but also in our careers. May we bear fruit in our careers. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, where you have planted us, where you have sent us, where you have assigned us to represent you. Father, we pray, may we be fruitful. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may we be fruitful in our careers. May we increase in the way we represent you through our jobs. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may we increase in the way we stand for you in the marketplace. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may we increase in the wisdom of God to handle our careers, to handle our studies. In the mighty name of Jesus, to handle our studies. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, to be trained, to be equipped, and to become better and better. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, to become better and better. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray and we speak your blessing also in our businesses. Father, we pray, may we be fruitful in our businesses. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may you bless our businesses with fruitfulness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Shata labahanda labosa. Zata katalariabo sotola bahande. Zetele rabakatalarabahata lariamosa. Zata lariabosa. Zetele reboriabaka talaba. Zata larabayada. Zata laraboriabade. Zetele riabakatalarabariabado. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bless our relationships. May we be fruitful in all our relationships. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may we bear fruit, an abundant fruit in our relationships. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, all our relationships, our destiny relationships, may we bear fruit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Our strategic relationships, may we bear fruit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Our alliances, may we bear fruit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Our kingdom partnerships, may we bear fruit in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh Lord God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, our Father, and we bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you and we bless you that all aspects of our lives are fruitful in the year 2024. They will be fruitful in the year 2024. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, they will bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that remains. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fruit that we shall not lose to the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall not toil and then lose our harvest to the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall not toil and lose our harvest. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we bless you for making us fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 11 to verse 13.
Verse 11 to 13.
Verse 11 to verse 13 says, you crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks. And the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with this verse, we are going to declare that 2024 is crowned with the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2024 is crowned with the favor of the Lord. From January to December, we shall experience the goodness and the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are also going to declare that there will be abundance in our lives. There will be abundance in our families. There will be abundance in GKCC. And there will be abundance in the body of Christ in our nation. We are also going to speak that there will be an overflow of gladness. That 2024 will be marked by favor after favor after favor after favor. Let me hear someone prophesy. Lamasa talabahanda. Zandabosioto koria bakata labahande. Zendelebo sotoria makata labahaya. Zata labahaya lamando lobosia rabade. Zetelerebo sotoria makata labahanda. Zandalabo sotoria bakata labahande. Zenderebo sotoria makata labahaya. Zata labahaya. Zatelebo sotoria bakata labariado. Zeteleribo riado. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we decree and we declare that we shall have abundance in the year 2024. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we shall walk in abundance, in overflow in the year 2024. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as individuals, as families, as GKCC, and all the members of the body of Christ, we shall walk in abundance. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we shall walk in abundance. 2024, Masataka Labayanda, it is crowned with the goodness of the Lord. 2024, it is crowned with the favor of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ola Basatala Rabayanda, Zandaraboso Toria Baka Talabahaya. 2024 is crowned with the favor of the Lord. Shalabasitaka Labahanda. We decree and we declare that we shall have an abundance of gladness, an overflow of gladness in the mighty name of Jesus. An overflow of gladness in the mighty name of Jesus. An overflow of gladness in our lives. An overflow of gladness in our families. Overflow of gladness in GKCC. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. An overflow of gladness in the body of Christ. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bandarabo saramati kalamade. Zataka talariyamasa. Zatala rabariyabaka talame. Setelebo sioda. Zatala rabariyade. Oh Lord, favor will follow us. Favor will locate us. Favor will pursue us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, favor will pursue us. Favor will not miss our address. Favor will locate our address. In the mighty name of Jesus, favor will locate our address. In the mighty name of Jesus, favor will locate our address. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we will be favored. We will be given your favor. We will experience your favor. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare your favor. We declare your favor. We declare your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we declare your favor. Upon favor. Upon favor. Upon favor. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we bless you, Lord God, our Father. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We honor you, Lord, and we bless you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Our last prayer. Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
Daniel 4, 17.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
As we all know that 2024
2024
is our year of general elections in South Africa.
South Africa.
So we are going to pray that in the upcoming elections, the Lord will do his will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen to this scripture, Daniel chapter 4, verse 17.
Chapter 4, verse 17.
It says, this decision is by the decree of the watchers. And the sentence by the word of the holy ones. In order that the living may know. That the Most High rules. In the kingdom of men. He gives it to whomever he will. And sets over it. The lowest of men. Hallelujah. So this scripture, it says to us that it is the decree of the watchers and the demand of the word of the holy ones to the intent that everyone who lives may know. That the Most High, He rules in the kingdoms of men, and that He gives it to whomsoever He will. So let us ask the Lord that Father, You give the kingdom to whomever You will. Let it be Your will, O Lord God, our Father. That will determine our next president. It's clear, right?
Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, as we approach the year 2024, where we will have the general elections in South Africa, Father, we pray and we recognize that You rule in the kingdoms of men. You are the ruler. You are the one who determines who is given the kingdom. So Father, we pray, may our next president, Father, be given to You, be given to us by You. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, may the next president of this nation be given unto us by You. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, You give it to whomsoever You will. You give it to the basest of men, the unlikeliest of men. Father, we pray, select a man for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, select and appoint a man for us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Elect and select a man for South Africa in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The one whom You have appointed, the one whom You have anointed, the one whom You have chosen, the one whom You have sent for a time such as this, in the mighty name of Jesus, the one whom You have sent for a time such as this in our nation, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the one whom You have appointed, who has come into the kingdom for such a time as this one, we surrender the elections unto You, the whole process of the elections, Father, we surrender them unto You. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender the elections unto You, that they will be free and fair of corruption, free and fair of rigging. In the mighty name of Jesus, free and fair of corruption. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, no ballots will be lost. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Mandarabosi alabaka talab, Satalabaya talabayande, the Holy Spirit and Your angels will hover over the entire process. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Your angels will hover over the entire process. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, You rule and You reign in the kingdoms of men. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we thank You. We honor You and we bless You. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, South Africa shall be saved in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we close, I would like to pray with anyone. Anyone who says, I am not born again. But today, I want to receive this Jesus. I want to surrender my life to this Jesus. To whom You have been praying to. If you are here, and you say, I am not born again. But before 2023 ends, I want my life to be given and to be owned by the Lord. Do we have such a person in here? If you are here amongst us and you want to end
2023
with the greatest gift of all, the gift of salvation. If you are here, kindly raise your hand so that we may see you and also pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Do we have another person? If you want to end the year
2023 with the Lord Jesus,
do we have any other hand? Thank you. We bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you have raised...